them ready for patrol. Sometimes we see and sometimes drag up. Yet still we militant, holding the other. Impress men in I have an example. Even in our hearts and our minds. Oh.
Radio Razo for everyone. Everywhere. Every time.
Dit is Razo.
Van s'morgens vroeg tot s'avonds laat. Van het 5.2 eten van 3.8 avond. Radio is het nou Zuidoost.
The significance of celebrating our father's birthday in Ethiopia. I would speak for my father at this point in saying that it is not about celebrating his birthday. It is about bringing a message to Africa, about uniting Africa.
That we are assembled in Addis Ababa, a shining beacon of African freedom, to pay our tribute to the Honorable Bob Marley, a man who dedicated his work and life to African unity.
You know Bob loves Ethiopia, Bob loves for Rastafari, for the unification of all African. All African countries should unite in one. And this is why we're here, to bring that unity together through the music and the work of Bob Marley. And it's not my idea, this is Bob's idea.
just as much as Ethiopia is special to Bob Marley, Bob Marley is special to Ethiopia, just as much, man. It's all about in love, no war, all living in harmony. It's one, love, man.
I've been dreaming of this day, even though we're far in the West, but we don't leave the struggle, and the struggle don't leave us. We are a part of everything that's happening in Africa, and every sadness, every joy is the same thing we feel. Youth of Africa is the only hope for Africa. It is our responsibility to move forward with the dreams of our forefathers and our parents, you know, and to make that dream become a reality.
Bye. What? the Dutu. Oh, my little Jacho.
Yes.
Jack, yes, the Seria. Jack, yes, the Seria. Jack, yes, the Seria.
Yeah.
Jack.
Fight. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights.
I have a vision that one day Africa will be, I think, at the top of the world. That, as Bob Marley said, Africa unites.
When Bob Marley was singing, there was another Bob, and this other Bob was a very, very strong Bob too. Let us give it up for Mr.
I've got to go back home. This couldn't be my home. It must be somewhere else, or I would kill myself. Because can't get no clothes to wear, can't get no food to eat, can't get a job to get bread. That's why I'm dead. Nothing but sadness, nothing like a future here. I've got to leave this land, I've got to find myself on some other side. I just can't stand this life of living. Because can't get no clothes to wear, can't get no food to eat, can't get a job to get bread. That's why I'm here. Go back home. I've got to go back home. live again. I say I will never, 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 never. Ethiopia, I love you, love you, Ethiopia, I love you. Woo! Never, 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 never.
So last year we love Bob Marley. Africa unite.
Xavier Masken. Praise God. I'm Lauren Hill. This is my husband, Rohan Marley. And we're very happy to be here. We have the honor and the privilege of introducing one of our mothers, grandmother to our children, the Honorable Mrs. Rita Marley. Yeah, Addis Ababa, Rastafari, all it, all it, all it, all it. Wow, wow, wow. I love you. I love you, Ethiopia. I want you to help me to sing this song. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Here we go, Addis. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Oh, yeah. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give us the victory. Again and again. Ethiopia, I love you. Right now, I'd like to bring on stage my sister, Marcia Griffith. We would like to bring the spirit. We know the spirit of Brother Bob is here, but Addis, Ethiopia, with your permission, let's welcome the spirit of Brother Bob Marley.
Don't worry,
reggae music. Play high some music. It's the reggae music. Play high that music. It's the reggae music. Hey, Mr. Music, sure sound good to me. I can't refuse it. What's to be got to be? Hey, be like dancing. Be like dancing. Roots rock reggae. It's the reggae music. It's the reggae music. Play high some music. It's the reggae music.
Say the first Jah Rastafari.
Okay. Yay, Rastafari. And it's Natty Dre. We'll be right back. Rastafari. Unity of Africa is a must, no doubt, you know. And I and I, as a future generation, must make sure the unity of Africa come within our time. There's no time to wait or delay. Africa must unite now.
Gentlemen, Synergy and Sunsplash 83 are proud to present the wonderful Chalice.
Welcome to Montego Bay, Jamaica, the home of Reggae Sound Splash. 6 years ago, we began in that football stadium over there. And today, for the first time, we're moving into the Bob Marley Performing Center, which is located on the Montego Freeport, right over there. This year, 1983, is Jamaica's 21st year of independence, and we have planned a very special show for you. Among the features of this year's concert will be the homecoming of the Scatolites. This is a group that broke up in 1964 and for 19 years have never performed anywhere in the world. This is a group that began what we call today reggae and what this whole festival is all about. We're bringing home Jamaicans, sons of Jamaicans, people like Gil Scott-Heron, who's the son of a very legendary Jamaican soccer player, and the musical youth. We're children of Jamaican parentage. We're especially happy that they've joined us here to celebrate this, our sixth reunion of Jamaica's cultural festival, Reggae Sound Splash. I hope you enjoyed, and I look forward to seeing you over the next few days.
You want my love.